The Power Moms Network, empowering moms to lift the world. Hello, and welcome to episode one of Power Moms. I'm your host, producer Jemmy, founder of the Power Moms Network and its parent company, Flintstone Media. And today I'm going to explore saving your sense of self in your motherhood with today's Power Mom, Carly Cossey from Jen and Carrie. This episode is brought to you by my podcast production house and consultancy firm, the aforementioned Flintstone Media. Listen in and let me introduce you to today's Power Mom. But first, I want to share a message I recently posted on YouTube about Power Moms. Welcome to the Power Moms Network. I'm producer Jemmy, and I'm building this network and this community because I wish it existed 11 years ago when I really needed it as a new mom, and especially 9 years ago as I really needed it when I was building my business for the first time. So I've been building my business now for 9 years. And as I look back, something has become plainly obvious. A couple of things become plainly obvious. One is that a lot of what has gotten me this far, 9 years, is my motherhood. My son, he inspires me. He gets me to stay up late when I need to. He gets me to reach for dreams I never thought I could reach for. He motivates me like nothing else ever could. And all of the things that I've learned being a mom, I'll give you a couple of Power Mom stories here in a second. Oh my gosh, they have really served me in building my business. So I realized that's a Power Mom. A Power Mom is somebody who takes the superpowers that she's developed through motherhood and parlayed them into greater impacts for herself, her family, and her community. Because as mothers, during our journey through motherhood, we develop these superpowers. I mean, we grow extra arms. We have eyes in the back of our heads. We do things we never thought we could before. And a Power Mom parlays those experiences into other amazing things. So I built a podcast production house because I was determined not only to build my own independence and my own legacy, but also to build a platform for other people to have their voices shine and matter and remain independent if they wanted to. So here I was building this business and I had no idea how to do it, but I was looking at other people and asking lots of questions. And I wish a community like this was around back then. So if you're a Power Mom who bootstrapped herself into success, then please join me in the leadership of this community. And if you're a mom who's trying to build up her superpower strength and parlay those into amazing, wonderful things, then join this community and learn from us. We are here to serve you. It's powermomsnetwork.com. I hope to see you there. So be sure you are connecting with us on YouTube so you can see all of our videos. We're on there at Power Moms Unite. And actually, I'd love to talk to you about what makes you a Power Mom. So you can connect with us on Instagram and Facebook as well, also at Power Moms Unite. But what I want to know specifically is what motherhood skills have you been growing that you are now propelling forward for other things? So I would love, love, love to connect with you and hear how you're doing that. If you're reflecting right now as you're hearing this this episode, what is it in your motherhood background? What skills have you developed? Are you developing eyes in the back of your head? Are you growing extra arms? Are you making your multitasking skills perfection? What is it that your motherhood journey has given you that you are now able to parlay as a superpower into other things? I want to connect with you and find out more. So please be part of the Power Moms. All right, now on to my conversation for you today. But first, I want to set the stage. In May, I attended the Mom 2.0 conference in Scottsdale, Arizona, which is where I recorded these first five episode interviews. I recorded them right there on the vendor floor with fellow attendees all around us. So you'll hear the atmosphere and the buzz of Mom 2.0. It was a really, really awesome conference. I highly recommend it. But let me tell you what stopped me in my tracks and made me just absolutely have to interview Carly. So I was walking in the halls and I see this banner, signage. You know, most vendors have signage up. It's normal. This one was not normal because this signage had a woman breastfeeding. that's very unusual to see nowadays. It shouldn't be, but it still is. And so I was like, oh, that's amazing. Wow. Like, it stopped me in my tracks. I was like, that's really out there. And I love that. I thought it was a powerful, powerful image. So it made me really curious. What is this? What is the brand? What is the product? What are they doing? So, wow. When I actually then stopped and talked to Carly, I was blown away because she so perfectly encapsulates why I'm putting the Power Moms together, how we as mothers develop superpowers and then want to propel those superpowers forward. But also the other part of it, oftentimes we lose ourselves in our motherhood. So instead of losing yourself, how do you find yourself in your motherhood journey? And how do you retain your sense of self? So this is what I got into with Carly and why I want this to be the very first conversation that you heard. I'm so excited for you to hear this. So please enjoy my conversation with Carly Cossey from Jen and Carrie. It's producer Jemmy here at the Mom 2.0 Summit. I have someone whose name is just changing every 5 seconds when I talk to her because she says it's Carly, but the brand is Jen and Carrie. What is going on?
So yes, my name is Carly. My business partner's name is Jess, but we are Jen and Carrie, and we named our company that because those are the names that people notoriously call us when they get our names wrong.
I love it because my name spelled is Jamie, but yes, pronounced as Jemmy, so I feel ya.
Yeah.
I totally feel ya.
Everyone has the name, like we ask. They're like, oh yeah, my name's Ashley, but I always get April or whatever.
Right.
You know, it's so funny.
It's always close, but never quite right. So close. So I want to talk to you about what you've done here because you have taken your superpower of motherhood and parlayed it into this incredible brand. And not only is it an incredible brand, but you're helping other mothers, which I love that about what you're doing. So first of all, tell us about your boys.
Oh, yes. Okay. So I have a 3.5-year-old and a 1-year-old. 2 little boys. They are very busy, obviously. So busy. Love them. After I had my first son is when we came up with this bra idea. Basically, I've always been into fitness. I'm a sports chiropractor and that's a big part of my life. So I wanted to get back in the gym. And for me, that gym time is like my time. You know, it's like I get to be myself. I get to be an athlete. And as much as I love being a mother and being a nursing mom, I didn't want those big old nursing clips telling everyone, like declaring to the world, I'm a nursing mom. I just wanted the time for me.
Yes.
And I also didn't want my boob to fly out, you know, like when I'm like running or jumping or lifting weights. So,
you know what? First of all, I want to praise you for giving yourself permission to still hold on to you.
Thank you.
Motherhood, a lot of us lose ourselves. So you still were like, I want to hold on to me.
And that is part of our whole mission, right? Mm. It's empowering women to take that time for themselves. And we love our kids, right? But like, it's about us. And we know we have to be healthy and well, mentally, physically, all those things to be good moms.
Sure. Absolutely. So tell us about this brand. You were inspired to create something based on your own need. And now it's serving others. So tell us more.
Yeah, so basically I was complaining to Jess, who is my partner now, but we're longtime friends.
Jess, not Jen,
whatever you want to call her. And she was trying to do all this internet research, like, there's got to be a bra for you. And turns out there wasn't. Not without Velcro clips, buttons, zippers, all that kind of crap. I didn't want any of that.
Stuff that still very loudly declares you're breastfeeding mom.
And also that you're going to get rid of when you're done with it, right? Like, it's a short time in your life. So for us, like, it's important that this bra, you can wear, you know, I'm wearing it right now. I'm no longer nursing, but it looks just like a regular bra.
Yeah.
So that's what we created. We wanted a bra that really held the girls in, made it easy to nurse. It pulls up and then pulls down for you to nurse, and also hands-free pump. And so that was super important to us, to have something that allowed you to get back into the gym, get back into whatever activities it is that you love, and also have something that's sustainably usable and you're not just going to get rid of it, you know?
Yes.
It's like you can use it forever. So.
Well, I love that this touches on so many different things. It touches on the fact that mothers need to still feel like themselves.
Yes.
It touches on the fact that sometimes there's a hole in the market that needs to be filled, and you said, I can do that.
Yeah.
Right? And so you didn't let the void stop you. You said, I'm going to push forward. But then also you thought about how we as mothers
we are already buying a whole bunch of stuff we're only going to be using for a year or two. And it's aggravating how much of a hole in our finances that costs. So you even being mindful about that as well in developing your product and how it's going to serve everyone is so great. So great.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say thank you. How can people find the product? What's the website?
Yeah. So we're online at Jen and Carrie. Also all our socials, Jen and Carrie. If you follow us on Instagram or TikTok, we like to kind of post helpful mom tips, mom hacks, like that kind of stuff. I do a lot of like postpartum rehab stuff on there. So we just try to like really in every way we can help empower moms to get back to doing the stuff that they love in whatever capacity that means.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much for doing what you do. And what's the website? Did I say that already? What's the website?
It's jenandcarrie.com.
Okay. Thank
yes.
you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Great talking to you.
You too. Thank you.
So thank you so much, Carla. You are an inspiration. Please go visit jenandcarrie.com to find out more. Get your own sports bras. Just support them. They are amazing. So what can you do to remind yourself of your own individual identity? Who were you before you were a mom, right? Just remember that and hold on to that. So I surround myself with reminders every day. Okay. And they're silly. I'm a silly woman. So I love Legos. Behind me in my studio, if you watch the YouTube videos, you'll see that I have Legos on a shelf behind me. I also painted some silly paintings. I am not an artist, so they're not good, but I have silly paintings on a shelf in my studio. So all of these things, plus a whole bunch of other stuff, it reminds me of who I am before I was even a mom. And it's important to remember that because you want to maintain your sense of self. I don't want to look up 6 years from now, 8 years from now and be like, wait, who am I again? I don't know. So I don't want that for you either. I really, really want you to keep your sense of self. So how can you remind yourself of who you are? Are you already doing that every day? What is it that you have set aside as a corner of your life that is reserved just for you? Like Carly with her running and athleticism. What is a corner of your life that you can reserve just for you so you don't lose yourself? I really, really want you to do that. So for me, I have certainly discovered my voice over these last 9 years of podcasting. I really have. But part of my motivation, it comes from my motherhood. I have a son, his name is Jordan, he's 11. And it's really important for me that I show him that it's important for him to find his own voice and to own his own voice and to own his sense of self and retain that sense of self. So I'm hoping that I'm modeling that every day. I try to be all that I can be so that he can grow up to be all that he can be. And by modeling my sense of self, I'm hoping to do the same for him, but also by reminding myself of who I am, what propels me forward and motivates me that was already there before I was a mother, that's just going to help me be a stronger mother moving forward. So I really hope you enjoyed today's conversation and that you're reflecting on how you can retain your own sense of self through your motherhood. Thank you so much for joining in with me today. I hope that you are going to be informed and inspired on your own Power Mom path, and you'll be doing that with us, other fellow moms. So be sure to head to powermomsnetwork.com to join our mailing list. I want to connect you with other power moms. I want to help you parlay your own superpowers into success. And that is what we're going to be doing with our newsletter, with our episodes here. And there are going to be other shows that are bordered onto this network to help you out with other areas of your life. So please be sure that you are not only subscribed to Power Moms, but also the Power Moms Network's all shows feed that is also available on all platforms. And connect with me and my team at Power Moms by emailing powermoms@flintstonemedia.com. But definitely go to powermomsnetwork.com to find all the information about all the different ways you can get involved in this community as a host, as a guest, as a just general community member, as a board member. All these things are outlined at powermomsnetwork.com. So again, also be sure to find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Power Moms Unite. And as a reminder, I have workshops. If you're building your own podcast, launching it, or want to just help it grow, you can find all that information at toppodcastworkshop.com. All right. Is producer Jemmy signing off for now. Remember, you are a power mom too. So let's parlay your parenthood superpowers into success.